Hello everyone, welcome back.
大家好，欢迎大家回来。
Welcome to the church family at OBC.
欢迎来到我们教会大家庭，来到我们的敬信会。
I'm Pastor Samson, and my interpreter is Sister Claire.
我是罗牧师，翻译的是 Claire.
And we are so glad to see so many kids and young adults, showing up in our midst today.
今天我们很开心看到这么多年轻人，那么多小孩子在我们当中。
And also thank God for bringing so many of our church family members and friends coming to the special event today.
我们也很感谢神带来了这么多的我们教会家庭的成员和朋友们来到我们当中。
You are pleased to me that you are so joyful.
我看大家呢都很开心。
Or at least you're joyful at heart.
或者你在心里面很开心。
God is good.
神是美善的。
There were two young children talking with each other about problems of their parents.
有两个孩子呢，他们互相谈论，来谈论他们父母亲的问题。
So our dear parents, please pay attention to this.
所以做父母的请注意了。
One of them complained to the other.
一个孩子呢，就跟另外一个孩子抱怨说。
And he said, first they teach you to talk.Then they teach you to walk, and as soon as you learn how, they tell you to sit down and keep quiet.
他说父母们总是这样的，他教你怎么说话，然后怎么走路。当你学会了怎么说话、怎么走路以后呢，他们就告诉你说闭嘴，然后坐在那里。
In today's gospel, it appears to us that Jesus' disciples were attempting to keep the children quiet.
在今天所读的经文里面呢，我们看到好像耶稣的这些门徒们，他们好像想让孩子们安静，不要说话。
And they try to stop these children coming close to Jesus.
好像他们想阻拦这些孩子们来到耶稣的面前。
In the Gospel of Mark, we learn that these people try to bring the little children to come to Jesus and ask Jesus to touch them and bless them.
在这段经文里面，我们看到这些父母呢，他们想带他们的孩子们来到耶稣的面前，让耶稣呢触摸他们，并且呢让耶稣来祝福他们。
But why did these disciples stop them coming close to Jesus?
但是这些门徒为什么不愿他们阻止他们来到耶稣面前呢
？We have to go back to a little bit to the background at that time.
我们需要来看看当时的一个背景。
In those old days.Children were seen as insignificant.
在那个时代呢，孩子们呢被看作是无足轻重的。
Unlike in today's world, we put a lot of resources in children's education and development.
在今天我们的时代呢，我们对孩子们的教育、对孩子们的发展呢，是放了很多的资源。
But when looking back at the time of Jesus, children were treated as weak members of society.
但是在耶稣的那个年代呢，孩子们呢被看作是社会里面那些弱势的一群人。
Because they see that these little children couldn't contribute productively to the society.
因为人们看孩子呢，认为他们是一些对社会没有什么积极的贡献的一些人。
They are just little kids, unimportant and insignificant to us.
他们只是一些小不点，一点都不重要。
Obviously, there was no children's ministry at that time, right?
当然，在那个时候呢，就没有孩子们的事工了。当然是这样子。
That's how ordinary people saw children in those days.
这个观点呢，就是一般人对孩子们的观点。
And perhaps the disciples of Jesus would have grown up with this kind of view and concept as well.
耶稣的门徒们呢，他们是在这样一种环境里面长大的。他们也会有这样的观点。
In today's passage, it says, "But the disciples rebuked those who brought the children."
在经文里面呢，是这样讲的，说门徒便责备那些带孩子来的人。
Rebuke is a strong word.
责备是一个很重的字。
That means stop it, go away.
意思是走开，不要这样做。
No, don't do this.
不要这样做。
They push these children away from Jesus.
他们把这些孩子从耶稣面前推开。
They may make up an excuse saying that, oh, our Lord Jesus is way too busy and he doesn't have the time for your children.
他们也许会说，我们的主耶稣太忙了，没有时间给这孩子们。
So, get out of here.
所以呢，你们走吧，不要再在这里了。
It seems these disciples work like bodyguard.
这些门徒呢，就像耶稣的贴身保镖。
They work like bodyguards to protect Jesus.
来保护耶稣。
They thought that what they had been doing is just and right.
他们认为他们所做的事情是对的。
They didn't see it as a problem.
他们并不觉得这是一个问题。
But what's the response from our Lord Jesus?
但是我们来看主耶稣他是怎么样回应的呢？
The Bible said when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased.
经文里面说，当耶稣看见就恼怒。
In other words, Jesus was angry at these disciples because they were stopping and preventing the children from coming to him.
也就是说呢，耶稣因为这些门徒阻挡孩子们来到他面前呢，就对门徒生气。
Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, Jesus said.
耶稣呢说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们。
Children were always welcome in the presence of Jesus.
小孩子们在耶稣的面前呢，总是受欢迎的。
Jesus has a special place in his heart for children.
耶稣在他的心里面有一个特殊的位置，是。
Jesus loves children.
耶稣，爱孩子。
And he always let children to have access to him.
他总是想让孩子来到他面前的。
Society at that time saw children as insignificant little ones who had zero social status.
虽然当时的社会呢，觉得孩子们是没有什么价值、没有什么重要性的。
But Jesus looked at them in a totally different way.
但是主耶稣看孩子们呢是完全不同的。
Jesus saw them as important people.
耶稣看他们呢是觉得他们是重要的人物。
These people are important in Jesus' eyes.
这些孩子们在耶稣的眼里面是非常重要的。
Children were special to Jesus.
孩子们对耶稣来说是特别的。
Therefore, Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Let them come."
所以耶稣说，让他们来到我面前，让他们过来。
Not only that, Jesus even told the disciples that they shouldn't stand in the way of children coming to him.
不光这样，而且耶稣还责备门徒不要他们阻拦孩子们。
Jesus here is saying that he ever put up a wall of division or a stumbling block before these little ones.
耶稣不要门徒们把一个隔断的墙或者是一个绊脚的石头放在这些孩子们的脚前。
Please take note of what Jesus said.
请注意耶稣是怎么讲的。
Jesus said that for the kingdom of God belongs to such of these little ones.
耶稣讲说，神的国度中就是这样子的人。
Please take note that Jesus was not talking about childishness.
请注意了，耶稣在这里讲的不是那种孩子气。
Being childish is not what Jesus is referring to.
孩子气并不是耶稣在这里所谈论的事情。
Childish people always imagine that the whole world is centered around them.
孩子气呢，意思是把全世界呢，把自己呢当做一个全世界的中心。
Childish people always think that if they cry and yell aloud, then they will be served.
孩子气的人们，他们会认为说，只要他们叫喊得很凶，人们就要来满足他们。
Unfortunately, some childish people are adults in nowadays world.
很不幸的，在今天的社会里面呢，很多孩子气的人呢，都是成年人了。
Jesus, on the other hand, asks us to be childlike.
而主耶稣要我们成为的呢，是像孩子一样的人。
He is saying that the kingdom of God belongs to all those who have faith like a child.
他说神的国度是属于那些人呢，他们是像孩子一样，有一个孩子般的信心的人。
A total dependence and total trust in Christ Jesus.
对主耶稣呢有完全的信靠和完全的信任。
However, we don't listen to children much.
其实我们并不会很在意孩子们说什么。
We ignore children in shopping malls and serve the adults first.
在商业中心呢，我们先去帮大人，而 忽略小孩。
And you may find that in some houses, people hang pictures high up on their wall as though that everyone was tall.
在有一些家庭呢，人们把图画画像呢挂得很高，好像每个人都很高一样。
And we ask children what they expect to do when they grow up as though they are nothing in their present state.
当我们跟小孩说话的时候，我们问小孩们将来他们想干什么，好像他们现在这个时间这个时段呢，好像没有什么意义，没有什么价值一样。
There was a teacher who listened to children in his class.
曾经呢，有一位做老师的呢，对他的孩子们所说的话呢，非常的在意。
And he used to take off his hat and bow to children at the beginning of the school day.
这位老师呢，在每一天开始的时候呢，他会脱掉他的帽子，向孩子们鞠躬。
People puzzled and asked this man, why he did that?
人们呢就觉得很奇怪，为什么他要这样做？
And he explained, it is because they are our future.
他解释给人们说，因为这些孩子是我们的未来。
Not surprisingly, one of the pupils in his class was a boy.
所以呢，我们就不吃惊了。如果我们知道说，在他的班上有一个孩子，有一个男孩。
他的名字his name is Martin Luther.
这个男孩的名字叫做马丁·路德。
As you may know that Martin Luther in the later days became a prominent leader in Reformation movement in the 16th century.
你也许知道马丁路德后来成为16世纪的宗教改革的杰出领袖。
As Christian adults, we can have a tremendous amount of influence on our children.
我们基督徒其实对我们的孩子有巨大的影响力。
We can take our role as spiritual mentors.
我们可以做他们属灵的导师。
Making our church the most welcoming place for our children.
我们可以使我们的教堂成为一个对孩子们使孩子们受欢迎的一个地方。
What children remember about church family in their younger years will stay with them for the rest of their lives.
孩子们对教堂在他们小时候去过的教堂的回忆。可以影响他们余生。
Please allow me to use a little bit time to tell you a little bit about my story.
请允许我用一点点时间呢，来告诉你我的一点点经历。
I went to church when I was a small child.
当我很小很小的时候呢，就去到教堂。
I remember the joy and happiness of attending Sunday school when I was a child.
我还记得，当我小的时候去参加主日学的时候，心里面是非常的开心快乐。
I remember those interesting and heart-touching stories in the Bible that I learned when I participated in children's program.
在我教堂里面参加的那些儿童节目当中，我听到很多非常的有趣和感人的故事。
Whenever I enter annual children's summer camp, I heard and learned a lot of Christian songs, which still stay with me in my memories today.
当我在那些教会所办的夏令营里面学习到并且听到很多的圣歌的时候，圣歌的那些圣歌至今还留在我的记忆里面。
So like Jesus, hopefully we can value our children as precious members of God's kingdom.
希望我们每一个人都像耶稣一样，认为这些小孩子是我神国的重要的人物。
Perhaps in some people's mind, children are the least in the society. Yet, in Jesus' eyes, they are first and foremost in God's way.
也许在一些人们的观念里面，孩子们是最小的，但是在耶稣的眼里，孩子们是最重要的。
In grace, through the grace.Of Jesus, God comes to children and us.
神通过主耶稣基督，他来到我们面前，也来到孩子面前。
God is willing to offer His unconditional love as a free gift.
神愿意把他的无条件的爱给每一个人。
And that's good news for us.
这个真是对我们来说都是好消息。
Amen.
Amen.
The disciples' problem here is because of the pride and prejudice.
门徒在这里他们的问题是他们骄傲，他们有偏见。
They thought that they were the most important people than others.
他们认为他们自己是比别人更重要的。
That's why Jesus told them to learn a lesson from the little ones.
所以呢，耶稣要他们向这些小孩子们学一个教训。
They must change their mindset.
他们必须要改变他们的整个思想观念。
Jesus said, like a little child.
耶稣说要像小孩子。
They must change and become like little children if they want to enter the kingdom of God.
他们如果想要进入天国的话，他们必须改变成小孩子。
Jesus said, you cannot remain the way you are if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣说，如果你还保持你原来的样子呢，你是进不去天国的。
You need to turn away from your pride and prejudice.
你必须从你的骄傲和偏见，翻转。
You need to turn from self-centeredness to God-centeredness.
你必须从你自我中心转离到以神为中心。
Not only that, but there must be a supernatural change and transformation in your life.
而且呢，在你的生命当中呢，应该有一个奇迹般的、一个超自然的一个变化。
Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
在约翰福音的第三章五到七节，耶稣是这样讲，他说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
In Mark chapter 10 verse 15, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
在马可福音的十章第十五节，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Notice the word never in this verse.
请注意这里说的 never 就是断不能的这个字。
Never means a long, long time.
这个字断不能意思是指很长很长的时间。
There are no exceptions here.
也没有什么例外。
You cannot remain the way you are and enter the kingdom of God.
你不能保持你自己的原状原封未动而能够进天国。
Do you want to enter the kingdom of God?
如果你想进入天国，
then you must go through a change in your personal life.
那你就得经历在你个人生活当中经历一个转变。
You must change and become like little children.
你必须转变成像孩子。
Because unless you change, you will never enter the kingdom of God.
如果你不改变，就不能进天国。
So the question is, in what way can we change and become like little children?
所以呢，问题就在这里了。那我们怎么样能改变像孩子？
The most important way that Jesus emphasized in this passage is humility.
而主耶稣在这里强调的呢，就是要谦卑。
Yes, just one single word, humility.
就是两个字，谦卑。
In English, one word, right? Sorry about that. Right, humility.
谦卑。
Jesus said to humble yourself like a little child. That's the acknowledge of weaknesses before God and look up to Him as your strength.
耶稣说你们要谦卑，要在神面前谦卑，而谦卑像小孩，而且仰望神得力量。
So, for example, if you have a little child at home, you have an important responsibility.
你如果在家里有孩子的话呢，你有很重要的责任。
You must look after that child, and while the child is under your care, you must make sure that the child is safe and healthy.
当这个孩子在你的管理之下的时候呢，你必须要保证这个孩子是安全的，是健康的。
And you have to prepare suitable meals for the kids and ensure the kid has enough good and healthy food to eat.
你要保证孩子吃的东西都很健康，都很对他们好。
So just like little child is completely dependent on his parent, so we are totally and completely dependent on God.
就像孩子们完完全全的依赖父母，依靠父母，我们也是需要完完全全的依赖神。
You better trust in God instead of yourself.
你最好是依靠神，而不是依靠你自己。
You trust in Jesus' death on the cross to cover your sins and wash away your wrongdoings.
你要相信神，耶稣基督在十字架上的宝血 遮盖了你的罪，洗净了你的不义。
You come to God in an attitude of dependence and faith.
你来到神面前的时候，你带着一个态度，就是完完全全的信靠和完完全全的，忠心信心。
So this passage teaches us to bring little children to Jesus.
这一段经文教我们要把孩子带到神面前来。
On that day, people bring little children to Jesus.
当他们带孩子那一天，当人们带孩子们到耶稣面前的时候。
But today, what did we do?
那我们今天怎么样把孩子带到耶稣面前呢？
We bring children to Jesus today and asking Jesus to touch them with His love.
我们把孩子带到耶稣面前，求耶稣来用他的爱来触摸他们。
And we ask Jesus to plant the gospel seed in these children and let this seed grow up to salvation.
我们也求耶稣在他们孩子们的心里面种下这个福音的种子，有一天这个种子就成长成救恩。
We bring children to Jesus by teaching them about God the Creator and His great love.
我们教孩子们我们教导孩子神是创造者，而且呢教孩子神的爱。
But when we bring children to Jesus, we have to demonstrate God's love to them.
我们要把孩子带到主面前，神面前来，我们也要向他们展示神的爱。
We need to pray for children.
我们也需要为他们祷告。
And ask God's blessings upon children.
我们也要向神来求祝福。
And we bring children to Jesus by teaching them that Jesus is the Son of God and explain to them how Jesus offered his life on the cross to be their Savior.
我们也要教孩子们神耶稣基督的在十字架上为我们所做的事情。
And this is the kind of trust that you and I need to have in Jesus Christ.
我们也就需要这样的，你和我都需要这样的信心。
By doing this, this is childlike faith.
这个就是改变他们孩子们的生命的一个信仰。
And those people that come to Christ with that childlike faith totally depend upon Jesus for salvation.
有那些像孩子一般信心的人呢，他们就得到神的救恩。
Therefore, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is theirs."
所以神说，神的国是他们的。
I know that some of you here this morning are believers.
我相信在座的很多人呢是已经是信神的人。
And you're going through circumstances in your life that are tough.
你们在生活里面会经历到一些情况，就是很艰难的。
That are miserable.
或者是很痛苦的。
That are struggles.
是有很多的挣扎。
But you know what Jesus wants to tell you?
但是你知道主耶稣想告诉你什么吗？
Jesus said, "Trust me."
主耶稣说，信任我。
Trust me.
信任我。
Come to Jesus with a childlike faith and total dependent upon Him.
来到主耶稣面前，带着一个孩子般的信心，完完全全的来信靠他。
Come to Jesus with a heart of trust and know that Jesus is accompanying you in all these circumstances.
带着主耶稣的你知道主耶稣是一直在陪伴你的，在所有。的情况当中，他都在那里。
Jesus cares for you, and Jesus wants you to keep trusting Him in the rest of your life.
主耶稣关心你，而且他想要你继续的来信靠他。
Let me tell you another story.
让我跟你讲另外一个故事。
In September 1853,
在1853年的九月份
，That was 170 years ago.
那是170年前的事情。
A 21-year-old young man.Aboard a ship.
一个二十一岁的年轻人呢，他上了一条船。
And the ship slipped out from Liverpool Harbour in England.
这条船呢，从英国的利物浦港口呢驶出去。
This young man's name is Hudson Taylor.
这个年轻人的名字叫戴德生。
Hudson Taylor was heading to China.
他呢，现在呢是要坐船去中国。
And at that time, China was a country beyond many people's imagination.
在那个年代呢，中国呢是一个国家，就是很多很多人就是无法想象的一个国家。
They know not much about China.
他们对中国呢知之甚少。
And at that time, only a few dozen missionaries were stationed there.
在那个时候呢，只有二十几个宣教的团体呢，在中国。
However, by the time Hudson Taylor died a half century later, China was viewed as the most needed and challenging of Christian mission fields.
但是在五十年以后，当戴德生去世离开这个世界的时候呢，中国呢已经被认为是一个最需要福音，而且是传福音最有挑战性的一个地方。
Thousands and thousands of men and women, volunteered themselves to travel to and serve in China.
成千上万的年轻成千上万万的男人和女人信耶稣的人，他们来到中国来侍奉。
Hudson Taylor wrote the following note as he neared the end of his life.
戴德生在他生命的终了的之前呢，写过这样一段话。
He said, "I am so weak that I cannot work."
他说，他写，我是这样的虚弱，以至于我不能工作。
I cannot read my Bible.
我也不能读圣经。
I cannot even pray.
我甚至都不能祷告。
I can only lie still in God's arm like a child.
我只能静静地躺在上帝的怀抱里面，像一个孩子一样。
And trust in Jesus.
并且信任他。
That is the kind of faith that Jesus called us to have.
这样的信心就是神要我们所拥有的信心。
To trust in Jesus.
把这样的信心放在主耶稣身上。
Why was Hudson Taylor able to do that, even going through many tough and difficult circumstances?
为什么戴德生在经历这么很多很多困难艰难的时候，他仍然可以有这样的信心呢？
Because he had that childlike faith in Jesus.
因为他的信心是像孩子一样的信心。
That childlike faith sustained him and his ministry.
这个孩子般的信心呢，使他在他的使他在他的侍奉里面呢，站立得住。
Before I end my sermon, I would like to say a few words more.Before I end my sermon, I would like to say a few words more.
我还有一点点要说的。
As a church family, our responsibility is to bring our children and grandchildren, every single one of these upstairs in Sunday school, to lead them to Christ Jesus.
我们的责任就是把我们的孩子们，甚至把我们的孙辈的孩子们带到主耶稣面前。
That's our important.Responsibility.
这是我们的重要的责任。
That's why we are so thankful for all those who have faithfully served and who are still serving in children's ministry.
所以呢，这就是为什么我们对我们当中那一些一贯以来很忠心的在儿童事工里面侍奉的那些兄弟姐妹们非常的感恩。
That's what they have been doing, week in and week out.
帮助我们的孩童就是他们每一个周在做的事情。
And in every week, they are leading our children and grandchildren to Christ Jesus.
每一周，他们都带领我们的孩子、我们的孙辈们来到主耶稣面前。
And I think it's because of people like you, and you, and you.
就像这样，像你，像大家这样子的人。
That our children may know about God and trust in Jesus.
就因为这样子人，我们的孩子可以信耶稣，而且依靠他。
In this church family, when children come to us,
当在我们的这个大教会大家庭，当孩子们来到我们中间的时候
，I find that our Sunday school leaders and helpers who love the children faithfully pour into them the word of God.
当孩子们来到我们中间的时候，我们的主日学的领袖们和助手们，他们就把耶稣基督的话交给孩子。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your heart for children.
亲爱的天父，亲爱的主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你有一颗爱孩子的心。
We thank you for the blessing of children.
我们谢谢你。赐给我们孩子这样的祝福。
What a joy and a delight that they are to this church family.
他们给我们带来多么大的欢喜快乐。
And O Lord, we pray that you would also give us a heart for children.
亲爱的主啊，我们也 求你给我们一颗爱孩子的心。
To love them, to care for them, and to pray for them.
来爱他们，来照顾他们，来为他们祷告。
And to lead them to Jesus.
而且把他们带到主耶稣面前。
We sincerely pray that you would give saving grace upon every beloved child in our church family.
我们诚心的祷告，你把救恩赐给我们每一位教会里面的每一位孩子。
We pray that you would draw them to yourself at an early age, that they would put their trust in Jesus.
我们也祷告，你在他们年幼的时候就吸引他们，让他们把他们的信靠投放在你的身上。
And that at a young age, they will follow you.
在一个年轻的年龄，他们就可以来跟随你。
We thank you for our time here this morning in your word.
我们也谢谢你今天早上让我们在这里学习你的话语。
And we thank you for knowing that how your word impacts our heart and speak to us.
我们也谢谢你，因为我们知道你的话语是可以影响我们的心灵，也可以向我们说话的。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是，在我们宝贵的耶稣基督的圣名下面祷告。
Believers all say, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.